Hello, we're reading from the book of Zohar, excerpts on the Torah. The book can be downloaded on the link kab.co.al. Online questions can be asked there during the lesson as well. Torah.
You're looking at me as if, what can I say? We studied in the morning lesson. In the first lesson this morning, what is Torah? We will repeat this article tomorrow morning. Torah is everything. Simply, there is nothing that is not included inside the Torah. It's a system, it's a force, it's a process that we go through. It includes all the souls, all the different commandments, everything that is connected to Atzmuto, towards all the creatures, all the forces working in the system, including us, that we are in this system. This is all called Torah. Basically, the light that the Creator gave to create all reality, arrange all the material and desire, arranged in a way that it's a very special system, completely resembling the light. Even though the desire is more material, and bestow and the light is the force of love, and the desire is the force of reception, complete opposite from the light. But the light organizes the desire, that so the actions of the desire in this system would be exactly like the actions of the light. And after this is done, this equivalence of form between the light and the desire, the system shatters, breaks, and falls from its complete degree. And there is formed an Adam that needs to resemble the Creator, the light. And this Adam needs to bring the system from this shattering towards correction. And both states are in reality, but Adam, in his efforts, needs to bring the system from a shattered state to a complete state and corrected state. It's not that the system needs it, but rather Adam, with that, becomes an equivalence of form with the Creator. So Torah includes all the different systems and actions, including Adam. And thanks to this design, the creature becomes complete and resembles the Creator. That is why this is how we need to treat reality through the system called Torah.
It's written, until the king gave his sense. Until the king gave his sense, this is the Creator, Bina, when he gave the Torah to Israel and came to Sinai. Meaning, when Bina revealed the Mochin, the Yechidat, the Rampin, which illuminated during the giving of the Torah to Israel. And several Merkavot were with him. All are holy Merkavot, chariots, the left line. And all of the holies, high holies of the Kedusha, of the holiness of the Torah, Kav Yamin, the right line, were there. And the Torah, the middle line, was given in flames, fiery flames, and everything was made of fire.
and it is written in white fire from the side of Chesed on top of black fire, Gvura, because the middle line includes Chesedim and Gvurot, left and right, and the letters would soar and fly into the sky, and in the sky the lower steps would float up to the higher ones.
I find it difficult to explain, because towards us the Torah is revealed in different forms. The way it's written in letters, in Tanta, and we learn that there is a desire to receive, that needs to receive Tzimtzum and Masach and returning light. With that he resembles the light. To the extent he resembles the light, there is equivalence of form. And then, in accordance with that, with this equivalence of form, then the light fills the desire, or rather the desire is filled with light, and with this desire filled with light we have actions called Tanta, Ta'amim Utiot, Tagin Utiot. And with this Tanta it is clear all the system is revealed. And then Tanta after Tanta, in different forms, degrees of coarseness, Masachim, integration, all after this shattering, that we correct the vessels, and with these entering and exiting of lights to vessels, and so on, then different impressions are born inside of Adam, inside of a person, from these vessels and lights, which this is what builds a person who understands and achieves the Torah. And with the Torah, he reveals the Creator, the inner force in the Torah, which is revealed to a person. We always speak about what is revealed to a person. And this force is the Creator. Please.
The Torah spoke with the language of mankind. Ask for a sign from the Creator, your God. The valley he rose, or you will rise. What is between the first generations and the last generations? The first generations knew and observed the higher Chokhmah in the letters that were given to Moses in Sinai. And they knew of the upper letters, which are drawn from Binah, and the lower letters, which are drawn from Malchut, Chokhmah, to lead actions in this world. The Zohar clarifies this. Vayikra el Moshe, and he called Moshe, because this call has no similarity to an earthly corporeal call. Rather, it is as we learn, the Torah spoke with the language of man. And so we must understand the inner interpretation of this call. This is, ask for a sign from the Creator, your God. A true sign, a letter from the letters of Havaya. The valley of hell is the letter Hey Tata'a, lower Hey, Malchut. Or the heavens above, this is Yud, the Havaya, Chesed. And the lights are the vessels of the ten Sefirot, and they spread within them. And from these letters and their combinations, speaking, language, and the call of above were made, as the earthly call comes from a heavenly one.
Except that we're used to the letters as being signs, combinations of letters and words. More than that, we also have the same thing in colors, sounds, and everything we can imagine ourselves in our senses, and the combination with that. That is why letters are not only letters, they are signs that include light and vessel that explain to us the amount, the degree of resemblance and equivalence between the light and the vessels, and in what matter the vessel becomes resembling the light. And this is what we need to know. The different forms of equivalence of form, of vessels to light, because in these forms is our work. In our work we bring this resemblance. Yes?
The strength of Torah, 88. There is nothing in the Torah that is weak or broken, and when you observe and know it, you will find it as strong as a hammer that breaks the rock. And if it is weak, it is from you, as it is written, for it is no vain thing for you. And if it is empty, it is because of you. And this is why the writing says, grew louder and louder.
We don't speak about the Torah outside of a person. Also, the Creator is Bore, come and see. Everything is revealed to a person and speaks about in accordance to a person's effort, to the extent that he purifies himself. To this extent, he reveals. That is why we need to understand that the Torah, we need to write on our hearts, and it is all revealed towards a person, and each person must reveal the whole of the Torah. That is called that a person reaches with his vessel to the complete correction. And each one has his own Torah, and we can't compare different Torah, because each and every one has a different exit point, a point in which he reveals his reality, his point in the heart. Yes?
Crowned with the crowns of the Holy Name, 324. Happy are the righteous, for the Creator teaches them profound secrets of above and below. And it is all for the Torah, since anyone who engages in Torah is crowned in the crowns of His holy name. This is so because the Torah is the holy name, and one who engages in it is registered and crowned in the holy name. And then he knows the hidden ways and the deep secrets above and below, and he never fears.
To study Torah, it is called that a person always, when he is working on revealing new reshimot, he scrutinizes how can he coordinate his will to receive with the light that reforms, meaning to receive a masach, to act in a zivug between the light and the desire through masach and returning light. And then he receives shapes, the way he connects with the light, and these shapes always reveal to him the sacred name. This is the revealment of the Creator to the creatures, which is in the Parzuf, from the Peh to Tabu. This is how he reveals the Creator each and every time, more and more, in accordance with his state, his position in the general system of Torah. This is how he reveals his part in the Torah. Yes? If you wish to ask, please.
What's the difference between the Torah and the light?
Light is abstract, and the Torah is a system that is suited for a person to the extent that a person resembles the light. Torah is a system. There is a light that is abstract, and the light of Torah is the light already in the system, which is a program which corrects a person, teaches a person, meaning it's not abstract anymore. It's not upper light, but rather light working in the system, working on the souls.
So the light is within the system of the Torah, or is the Torah a system within the light?
You can say it both ways. The system is called Torah, also the light inside the system called Torah. Also a person which is connected to this is called Torah.
A question about free choice. Can I ask? About free choice as it pertains to the system of the Torah. The free choice of the person is another command by the system?
Free choice of a person is a commandment of the system which passes to the person, and he needs to use his freedom of choice. Each and every time he needs to realize this choice, otherwise he doesn't enter the system. He can enter only through free choice. Free choice is some kind of a code that you open a door with.
And this code, the system gives the person an empty space, a place for choice where it doesn't rule. The code doesn't work there. Again, the system
has a place where a person inputs his code and then he enters the system. Otherwise he can't act, he can't do any actions. Like you have your code somewhere. Like you have a chip to enter the building. What is the code?
What is the code?
Above reason. Each and every time in a different form. But on your behalf, from your reshimo, from your personal data, above reason, if you work with them above reason, then you enter the system. Yes?
The Assembly of Israel depends on engaging in Torah. 373. The Assembly of Israel does not stand before the king, Zerampin, unless in the Torah. As long as Israel that are in the land engage in Torah, the Assembly of Israel is with them. When they are idle from words of Torah, the Assembly of Israel cannot be with them for even 1 hour. For this reason, when the Assembly of Israel awakens to the king in the Torah of the lower ones, her strength grows, and the Holy King is delighted to greet her.
All of the Torah, we understand, is not fulfilled in one person. In one person, the Torah works only to bring him to a point of fulfillment, and not more than that. Meaning, it awakens deficiencies inside a person, awakens the feeling of lack correctly, and brings him to the place of fulfillment. Then he comes to a group, the book's teacher. In short, it's set from above. This is the Torah setting things up. Afterwards, each and every time, there is more and more free choice on behalf of the person, that he must make this choice. And this is scrutiny by a person, what is more important, less important, Some people understand it quickly, understand the process, and understand it. It all depends on connection between people. Some others hear this, but have a resistance. They object. Some people hear this idea and they don't hear at the same time. They don't think it's the way to act, and it's not such a big deal if we don't do this. And we have a few approaches to this subject. Basically, it's mostly three opinions. One who objects in an active way, being connected to the others. One is prepared to do this work and somehow realizes this work. And one thinks it's not connected to him. He doesn't affiliate it with him. These are the three approaches. And then the Torah brings a person to an opportunity to fulfill, and in accordance with how the person works with this opportunity, this is his faith, his option to enter through the books, group, and teacher. This is what works. The Torah works through these three components: books, teacher, and group. And this is how he progresses. And it all depends on the Assembly of Israel, how everyone enters together in the direction of the Creator to bring him contentment. This is called Knesset Yisrael, the connection of Israel, connection of egoistic desires together, in order to be a place to reveal the Creator in. So all this correct connection, it all depends on working with the Torah, meaning to the extent that people make an effort to connect as much as possible, but of course they are unable because everyone is opposite of connection, but they are able to awaken the light that reforms. And the light shines upon them because they have points in the heart. Then, in the connection between these points in the heart, somehow they can activate the light that reforms, even though they have a barrier between them and the source of light. And this light, this returning light, shines upon them through the machsom, through the barrier. And even though they are opposite and don't have a straight connection, it still works. This is how the system of the Torah is organized, that even though they are opposite to one another, the desires of this connection in Israel, they are all shattered. And all the different parts of this shattering, but if somehow they request, even though it's uncorrected and incomplete, the system nonetheless, because the system is shattered from the beginning, even before the souls, there is a shattering in the system before everything, then the system understands the shattering in the system and reacts correctly. Yes?
Okay, the Assembly of Israel depends on engaging in Torah. 374. As long as the Assembly of Israel comes before the king and the Torah is not with her, her strength withers. Woe unto those who weaken the force of above. And for this reason, happy are those who engage in Torah. It is even more so at the time when they need to partake with the Assembly of Israel at midnight. Then the Creator calls upon him and says, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified."
Still no questions, right? All right, you're not awakened yet.
The Creator covers him, and divinity spreads her wings over him. 182. Anyone who engages in Torah, whose lips speak the Torah, the Creator covers him, and divinity spreads her wings over him. As it is written, I have put my words in your mouth and have covered you with the shadow of my hand. Moreover, he sustains the world, and the Creator delights with him, as in the day when he planted the heaven and earth.
The system works on a person through the light and the vessels, and he is between them. To tell the truth, a person is not a part of the vessels, because these are desires, and he's not a part of the light. He is a part of the masach, the screen. Like we speak about the points in the heart. It's reshimo from the masach. This is a light that was in the vessel before the shattering, and then we have reshimo left. This is the main idea. That is why we need to understand that we are between both. Not the light and not the vessel is ours, but rather the connection between the both. This is our destiny, our uniqueness. This is our source. This is us. When we complete this connection between light and vessels, we will feel ourselves. Not in the desire to receive, and not to the light. We don't affiliate ourselves with neither of those. Mazal tov, sir. Good.
In order to receive the Torah,
yes?
What are the conditions for that?
What are the conditions to receive the Torah?
Yes.
It is written. A person wants to overcome his own ego and a desire to bestow. That he wants, not that he is able, just he wants. And even this desire, even though it's not accurate, but it's somehow close in the direction.
I want to understand.
In order to enter in the leda of the Rohani,
what do you need to be spiritually born? The conditions.
How do we enter in this labor that we will have this spiritual baby, that we will be born in the spirituality?
In order to be born spiritually, we must first enter to Ibul. And in this Ibul, we need to be either 7 or 12 months in this pregnancy, in this conception. Are you asking about...
I take an example in the Gashmiut, for instance, you see you need to have like several contractions one at a time and...
למשל בגשמיות רואים שצריכים לעבור הרבה צירי לידה.
You need to have like a constant work, like close one to the other in order to see the baby. And I have a feeling maybe there's some similitude in the spirituality.
צריך לעבוד הרבה עד שהצירים מתקרבים ומתחילים לראות את התינוק, והוא אומר אולי יש משהו מקביל ברוחניות.
You don't know if it will happen or if it not happen.
ועכשיו אתה לא יודע אם זה יקרה או לא יקרה.
But there is this constant work of contraction.
אבל יש עבודה תמידית עם הצירים.
It should be the same with the friends. So what are the conditions that we enter in this work?
זה מרגיש צריך להיות אותו דבר עם החברים. אז מהם התנאים שנוכל גם להיוולד לתוך רוחניות?
כל מה שאנחנו רואים בעולם.
Everything we see in this world in the corporeal degree, even our own bodies, it's all a result of spirituality. This is how it is in spirituality, and as a result, it is formed in this corporeal world. So, of course, it's very difficult to get pregnant, It's not simple to go through the period of pregnancy, and of course there is a difficulty in giving birth. In simple degrees of animals, it's simpler. With a person, it's not so easy. Even till this day, it's dangerous. Even today, it's not simple. So we can see. Why is it so? Because there's many scrutiny. In this birth, from the entering of the seed to the womb, we have 3 days of reception, and then 40 days of creation of the embryo, and then 3 months of different stages, and then we have birth. In giving birth, we know that these contractions, these are doors. Doors which revolve around this hinge, and these doors need to open, and then the embryo exits, and it's not exactly like this, because then Galgalta Enayim and Achap, they need to begin to be in connection, mutual connection, and mutually work in order for the embryo to exit with this action. Exile, he finishes this first period. We have air and nutrition. It's all coming from spirituality, and it's a very difficult process. It's like passing from one world to the next. He lets go of the upper one's care, and from this moment on, he needs to exist by himself, seemingly. Of course, the upper one nourishes him, but on his own systems, concerning his own system, he needs to be in charge and work alone. That is why this disconnection from the upper one and transition to his own systems. This is a very difficult period. This is birth. And also this disconnection from the upper one, he needs to disconnect from everything he received from the upper one, because an embryo in the womb sees the world from the start to finish. And when he begins to be born from Naran Chai de Nefesh, he becomes Naran Chai de Ruach, meaning a very small light. But it's his own, because it's him moving, it's him doing voluntary actions, expressing free choice. I don't like to speak about this and to tell about this, because it's impossible to understand. What we think about this world is something else. What we go through in spirituality is completely different. The process is seemingly the same, but what we see in this world, in spirituality, it receives a completely different shape. The most important thing is to go on, continue from where we are, and then it will happen gradually. That's it. Well, let's go on.
A higher degree overall, 186. Happy are those who engage in Torah, for they are of a higher degree than everyone else. One who engages in Torah needs neither sacrifices nor burnt offerings, since the Torah is better than anything. It is the bond of the faith of everything, the bond of Malchut. This is why it is written, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peaceful. And it is written, those who love your law have great peace, and they have no obstacles.
Meaning, when a person is working in the Torah in different corrections, he covers all the different corporeal actions, because all in thought will be revealed. What? We can continue. There's no questions. People don't feel like asking.
The Holy Torah is the joy of everything. One. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Happy are Israel, for the Creator gave them the Holy Torah, which is the joy of everything, the joy of the Creator, and the place where He roams. As it is written, and I was daily all delight. And the whole Torah is one holy name of the Creator, and the world was created in the Torah. As it is written, then I was beside him as a trustee, Amon. Do not read it as Amon, but as Oman, meaning a master craftsman, as she was his tool for creating the world.
Meaning all the process of Torah is revealing the system, where all the different details of reality are in existence, how they undergo a treatment from birth to end, and they rise to the degree after the end of correction, which we don't know what it is. We learn only how to reach our connection, our final correction. This is Torah.
David
question. David from Toronto asks, what does it mean that the world is created for Torah? Rav, everything created is only to keep this process in existence, and in the end, we will reach complete equivalence with the Creator, and there we finish our correction, our development that we read in the Torah. More than that, we don't speak about. It's above time, space, and all our different things we can distinguish. But we need to understand all the different shatterings and processes. It's all for us to receive the same shape as the Creator. Bestow. He bestow and we receive in order to bestow. But the essence of these actions are the same, on His behalf and on our behalf. And when we reach this equivalence of form with our actions and the Creator, this is called reaching full adhesion. And then all the system of the Torah comes to an end. And afterwards, the system doesn't need to walk with us anymore. And after that, we don't know what is in existence. But this art, this craftsmanship, this means that we know in all different forms and shapes that are revealed, we know how to use the vessel of emunah, of faith. Yes?
Man was created in the Torah.
Man was created in the Torah.
As it is written, and God said, let us make man. It is written, let us do, in plural tense. The Creator said to the Torah, I wish to create man. She said to him, this man is destined to sin and vex you. And if you are not patient with him, how will he exist in the world? He told her, you and I will establish him in the world, for it is with good reason that I am called slow to anger.
Yes. The Creator is called the general light, the surrounding light. And the lights working in the system, which are parts of the Creator, these are called 613 lights of the Torah. And they are the ones who activate each and every one. Yes?
The beginning of the Torah is in the letter Bet. 3. The written Torah, Zerampin, and the oral Torah, Malchut, established man in the world. As it is written, let us make man in our image after our likeness. It is written in plural tense. This is the image and the likeness, both of which made man. Tzelem, image, is Zerampin, and Dmut, likeness, is Malchut, from the word Dmama, which is stillness or silence, who has nothing of her own except that which she receives from Zerampin. Also, man's soul is born from the Zivug of Zerampin and Malchut, which is why it is written, in our image, after our likeness. Hence, the beginning of the Torah is in the letter Bet, implying Zerampin Malchut. Bet is also the second number, which has a numerical value of 2.
Zerampin is the light, and Malchut are the vessels, and to the extent that light and vessels are able to connect between them in different shapes, from that we have the different partsufim that are born, and these partsufim are the souls, the shemot. Okay, go on.
4. Why is the letter bet open on one side and closed on the other? When a person comes to join with the Torah, it is open to receive him and partake with him. And when a person shuts his eyes to her and goes another way, she is blocked from the other side, like the bet, the letter bet. As it is written, if you forsake me for one day, I will forsake you for 2 days. And he will not find the opening until he reconnects with the Torah face to face and will not depart from it. Hence, the Torah opens, calling upon people and declaring and summoning them, as it is written, to you, O men, I call. 5. The letter Bet has the shape of 2 roofs and 1 line that connects them. The 1 roof above, towards the heaven, this is the Rampin, and 1 roof below, close to the earth. This is Malchut. And the Creator, Yesod, grips them and receives them. 6. The 3 upper lights, 3 lines, which are clung together, are the whole of the Torah. And they open doors to all. They open doors and impart upon faith, meaning Malchut, and they are home to all. This is why they are called a home or a house, since they are the 3 lines in the Bet, implying the 3 lines of Zerampin, which are a house. And this is why the Torah begins with Bet, since she is the Torah and the cure for the world.
Here he begins to speak of the letters. We have lines going upwards, downwards, and the connection between from the right side. Yes?
One who does not engage in Torah is far from the Creator. 1. People should regard their way and fear the Creator, so they do not stray from the straight path, or breach the words of Torah, or move away from it.
Do we ask ourselves at all if we are together, connected or not? Do we want to receive the light that reforms at all?
2. All who does not engage in Torah and does not exert in it is reproached by the Creator. He is far from him, divinity is not over him, and those guardian angels that walk with him to guard him depart from him. Moreover, they declare before him and say, do not be around so-and-so, for he does not care for the glory of his master. Woe unto him, for the upper ones and lower ones have left him, and he has no part in the path of life.
Now it's felt that we are beginning to think about the connection.
Three, and when he exerts in the work of his master and engages in Torah, several guards are ready to guard him. And divinity is over him, upon him, and they declare before him and say, "Give honors to the form of the king, give honors to the king's son." And he is kept in this world and in the next. Happy, happy is he.
Questions? Yes.
10 number 3 drove to the Galil Maravi.
Yes, we see them. I saw Ilan. It's difficult to see. Oh, there are a lot of people. 14 people. 15. Wow, amazing. What are they doing there? They want to stay there? Oh, until tomorrow morning. Well, you didn't invite me. What can I do? I'm already old. What do they need me? Very good. What did they want to tell us?
They sent us a question.
Yes?
If the Kabbalists writes only out of attainment, like scientists, how is it possible that they wrote that Creator created the Torah before he created man?
What does it mean that before the world was created?
That man was created.
The world is called concealment. Before the concealment, of course, there were different processes. What we attain is all the process. We don't receive or reveal what was before the creation of the will to receive. But from the moment there is the will to receive, we can attain it. The 4 degrees of the light. What happens before, we can't know. But from these 4 degrees, we can reach Keter, and then we acknowledge that he is good and benevolent. From there is the source of the light. From your actions, we would know you. When we know the Partsuf, we can know where it was created. From love, from his desire to be good and benevolent. Before that, we can't. Up until we reach the world, the Olam, we have a long way to go. His name is one, he is one. All this process we can learn before this. More questions?
There's another question from Bruno from France. Should we try to be connected to the system of the Torah in every second of our lives?
It's not that we need to be connected. We need to be immersed in this system. Inside of this system. And then we simply live in the center of reality. All the worlds, all the different distinguishes, all the different, we will feel and live in the system. We will grasp it in a complete manner, see ourselves as complete and internal. We don't understand what we're missing if we're not integrated with the Torah. Also, in the sense of the correction, he can cure anything. Without holding on to the Torah, a person is as if not in place. Yes?
Konstantin from Novosibirsk asks, what does it mean to make efforts in the Torah?
make an effort in the Torah means that as much as I can to be connected to the system with all my heart and mind, all my thoughts and emotions, I want to be integrated in this system. This means, how can I say this? I want to enter with my vessels, my corrupted vessels, to the extent that I can correct them. I want to enter the system. And a part of my 613 parts of desire, if I can be equivalent to the system, this means that I am in the Torah. As much as I can resemble the corrected vessels. Yes?
What incorrect disposition towards the Torah should we be wary of so that it doesn't become the elixir of death?
To himself and not through the ten. Every thought outside of the ten brings death. Every thought through the ten and for the ten is the potion of life. It's very simple. We have this distinguished, a very precise way of measuring this.
What does it mean that one shouldn't use the Torah as a shovel to dig with? What does it mean here in our society, in our study?
When we are in the society, it's much worse if I don't fulfill myself in the society. It's much worse because I'm given all the opportunities and I use it incorrectly, in an opposite manner. And then I don't only distinct myself from this correction. It's as if I drill a hole in this boat and everyone sinks and drowns. This is the problem. And that is why we must reach Arvut. I wake up in the morning, I can't remember. In the middle of the day at work, I can't remember. How can I remember that all my life I need to see this life through the ten? How? I'm not reminded. I can't do it myself. It's not in my mind that just jumps in my thoughts. I don't even have these desires which are corrected yet, which can give me this right approach. I don't look at life through the ten. And then, when I'm in life in a simple manner, it's a beastly form. If I look at life through the ten, then I'm in the degree of Adam, the speaking degree. Most of the day, I'm acting like a beast. What can I do? And this is what we speak of Arvut. We need to make a promise, a commitment to each and every one, and we need to put reminders everywhere, but not so he is reminded, but I give my promise to the others that I will be in the right perception of reality, and through that I can remind my friends that they need to look at reality through the ten. If we make this effort, we will advance very quickly. Our problem is that we are not concerned about the others forming and stabilizing this correct way. Yes?
A question from Antonio Gomez from Spain. What does it mean, if your thought in the ten? You said a moment ago that your thoughts need to be in the ten.
That everything I think of spirituality, I think, how can I fulfill it and realize this in the ten? The ten is the vessel, and all the different shapes I imagine, they have to fulfill themselves in the ten. Moti?
Because of our great yearning for all of this to happen, we have great frustrations. 4 p.m., we had a Zoom meeting with the 10, and great preparation. I came to the Zohar lesson with a lot of desire and strength. And during the study, now I feel, throughout the study, I feel that it's not as I planned. The power goes away, and it's as if you caught me stealing, cheating. I'm stopped thinking about connection, and I don't know how to come out of this frustration. Everything was settled, everything was fine, and suddenly it's not as planned. So what?
Arvut.
More Arvut.
What is more Arvut? If we would think about this, I wouldn't have the option to getting out of this thought. We need to help one another.
And it's only there.
Only there.
And how do you recognize it?
I don't know. I don't know what we can do. I don't know. Let's think about money. Let's put 100 shekels, Israeli currency. We put this somewhere. And if we forget, the moment we forget, we lose this amount of money. And then 1,000 shekels, and so on. Maybe this would bring us concern.
And in parallel, we need some kind of detector to detect that, oh, you're out of intention. Or
yes, this is just a partial example. This is not the main point. It's true. We're not feeling the system yet. We can't be concerned about something we don't feel. It's not important to us. Yet, more important to us is the personal feeling and not a group feeling. It's true, but nonetheless, we must develop this concern. And again, we spoke about, are you doing duty in the tens? Each ten in his own framework, but each person has its own duty. Let's say Gershon, did you have duty today? I understand. This is how it is. We need to do something with this. Yesterday there was a yeshiva about dissemination, and I told them it's more important to us to focus in taking care of our internal connections. This period is very, very important to us. It's a very sensitive and a critical moment that we truly realize everything we learn now. Declines, inclinations, we will see ups and downs. It's not by chance. There will be difficult stages and states, lack of power. Yeah. We know these states, but it will be worse, and it will be a group condition. And we need to reach Arvut. This is the most important thing. This is the difference. You can, by yourself, you can do amazing work, but they are egoistic work, egoistic actions. I want to bestow to the Creator, to people. I spread my billions of dollars to everyone. I'm willing to work anywhere, anyway. I don't leave to myself anything. I try to love. But if it's not through the ten, it's an egoistic action for sure. You understand? This is how it is. Yes, Rami.
So that it doesn't just remain in there. What does it mean to pass an action through the ten?
What does it mean, action? I told what I told him.
No, I understood. I don't want to miss out on this. You said that anyone...
All my thoughts, all my desires, everything comes from the center point of the ten, where we are connected together, and there we wish to reveal the Creator. And from revealing the Creator, that needs to be revealed in this connection between us. From this point, I act. Meaning, I don't act by myself, I act from as if we connected together in the middle of the ten, and we are connected together. And if I exit to an action, I exit from that point. I start from there, I think from there, I ask from there. Yes?
No.
Yes, what?
Speak between yourselves. What can we do? We need to make an effort to describe this situation, this state. Yes?
This there, the place, did you mention, is that where our avut is?
It's all in the center of the group.
We're already in our avut there?
There we are in the end of correction.
Now, if I ask for avut from the friends, do I ask to activate something we're already obligated to? Committed to?
Yes.
No, Terence.
Yes, Terence?
What does it mean to ask of the center of the group, center of the ten?
From the connection between us. Very simple. You arrived here, you entered, and we register. Terence, you signed up for a ten. Ten number ten. You see, the 10 number 10. Now, everything. You weren't in the army, right? No. Of course. French. If they ask you who you are, Terence, number 10. Nothing else. 10. You affiliate yourself with your 10. You're from your 10. You're a representative of the 10. You do everything from the 10. You don't have a face. You don't have a form, a shape. You have nothing. You work on behalf of the 10 only. That's it. You have nothing personal. In the army, you can feel this. You work from your ten. I don't know how else to explain this. Now, I think something. I want to do something. Doesn't matter what I speak and think or act. It's everything comes from the center of my ten. It's not myself, it's all of us together.
What work? Work, my corporeal work, employment. I'm in the office and I want to ask for my ten. For the center of the ten, in the center of the ten. What do I ask for? How do I ask?
What does it have to do with your corporeal work? In the middle of the day, you want to ask for the ten.
Yes.
Fine. Who you ask for?
But I don't want to ask for the center of me. I want to ask.
I understand. You want to ask for your ten. So describe to yourself, imagine that you are now in the middle of the ten, turning to the Creator and asking Him, what do you ask for? I ask that you take care of us. Right? That's it. Who are we? Our ten, my ten. Take care of us. Give us what we need in order to come closer to you, to do some actions, to understand more, to be stronger, to be in more and bestow to one another, to love one another. Please. You can turn and ask this, but it's for the ten or from the ten. Always. You are in the middle.
But Rav, what's the difference between someone who is asking not from the center of the ten, and from someone who is asking from the center of the
ten.
Otherwise, they don't hear you. They can't hear. The Creator doesn't hear you. If you don't ask from the center of the ten, individually he doesn't hear you. You are not in existence individually. 10 parts needs to be connected together.
It's like Moti today, all the day long, Moti was asking for his Assyria, and all the time he was thinking that he's asking from the center of the Assyria. Now he arrives in the lesson and he sees, talking to you, that maybe he was not asking from the center. So
זה כמו שמוטי כל היום חשב שהוא בתוך מרכז הסיריה, מבקש מהמרכז עבור הסיריה, ואז הוא בא לשיעור והוא מגלה שכנראה שלא.
לא, הוא היה.
No, he was there. He was asking, he was feeling, and this was fine. But afterwards, this connection went away. He entered different thoughts. The Zohar affected him. Many things. This is because we don't have Arvut. When a desire works upon you, a new desire works, then you are under this control of the desire. You're like in a prison. This desire conquers you. And it is written, a person can't save himself from this prison. A prisoner can't save himself from the prison. His friends can save him. So why do you enter this prison and can't escape? You think about your own desires. This is your prison. Why? Because you don't have friends who are in concern about you. There is no arvut.
Why every friend is asking, thinking that there is? No, my question is, how come we think that we are in Arvut, but finally we all the time discover we are not in Arvut?
למה אנחנו חושבים שאנחנו בערבות, אבל אז כל פעם מגלים שלא?
לא, אנחנו גם כן נמצאים קצת, אבל קצת.
We are a bit in Arvut, but a very small amount. And in order to achieve the receiving of the Torah, we truly need to be in a demand for Arvut. Demand for Arvut, this is what we need. Demand for the ten, all as one, and to hold this state through Arvut. And this is impossible only through the greatness of the Creator, that it will be very important to us, and this is how we will advance. Nothing else to do. And we need to be consistent. But we are advancing. Of course, it is preferred to be quicker and faster, but we are advancing. Yes?
Oren Leibovich in the Western Galilee says, you recommended, you gave us a recommendation in the morning lesson to think in the ten about the success of another ten. Can you explain how this is done during the lesson?
I don't know how it comes to action, but when we think as one, all the ten, each ten thinks about the other ten. First of all, if we all think about some other ten, it's easier for us to be connected, because then our ego is not confronted with the other's ego, opposite to one another. But rather we think, how can we connect to think about someone else? It's other ten. So there is a distraction from us to the others. That's why I gave an example, that it will be a bit easier. It's like working together, a mutual work. Usually the evil inclination allows us to work harder with that. Yes?
Constantine from Novosibirsk asks, how should virtual students ask from the center of the ten?
What does it matter if they are virtual or non-virtual? Where is our center of the ten? Can you draw where it is? 2 meters from you, and for them it's 2,000 kilometers from them. It's all virtual. Like all our system. What is the difference between systems? Like the internet. You can speak with me and I can be in the next street, and you can speak with me, I'm on the other side of the ocean. What's the difference? Yes?
Of this concept, the center of the ten, the center of the group, is so elusive, and our work depends completely upon it.
Of course. All our work is in existence in the center of the ten.
So let's, for once and all, try to in some way describe, envision it, grasp it. I need to ask from the center of the ten, and all of the friends here are asking, what is asking from the center of the ten? How to do this? And you keep repeating, and then we don't have grasp it. When will this end?
When you will ask to the extent that the Creator will organize this state for you. It doesn't depend on me. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
What, I did say I don't want it.
What do you want from me?
I can say that I've been here for several years. I've never felt such a strong desire from the friends.
Excellent. In the end, you find that there is something so important. This is the center of reality, so to speak, and this is the turning point in everything we need to do. Around this point circulates all the system, all the actions, and this point itself is fading away. You can't grasp it. You can't hold it. It's like sparks. You try to hold it, and it's gone. Well,
so I'm asking, so what?
Ask the Creator. You complain to me. I'm telling you what all the Kabbalists speak about. Look at what they write. It's all attained through the power of prayer. Nothing else to do. We must make an effort. Yes?
Can I ask about the text we just read? The Torah, it's written that one is born from the Zivug of Zerampin and Malchut, and so it is written in our image and our likeness. And so the beginning of the Torah starts with the letter Bet, which signifies Zerampin and Malchut. And I thought that the letter Bet signifies Bina.
Yeah, well, you can think about 1,000 different things. There's 1,000 different reasons. This is your question.
Ken.
Yes.
How can we measure the Elvut in the ten?
We can't measure.
So how can I tell if I'm responsible for my friends in Elvut with them or they are with me?
You can't know?
Never.
Yes, when you will have a partzuf, then the coarseness, the masach, returning light, all the different distinguishes between the light and the vessel, this will give you all the information, all the knowledge. Maybe not in the first partzuf, the second, but you have the upper one, the lower one. You have the lower, the middle, and the upper one. When you have these partzufim, you will be able to know it all.
So only when I reach attainment, I can tell before.
Before that, you can't know anything. This is called not being in attainment. What else is attainment? Well,
Eli Vinokur from Oxford University asks, when thinking of a different 10, well, today we tried to apply it in the 10, and the faces of specific friends keep coming up, faces from the 10 that we chose. How can I disconnect from the images, the physical images of the faces of the members of the 10? And
this will come, not in an instant, but it will come. You will not think about partsufim and characteristics. It will also disappear, evaporate, and all the different shapes and specific people. You will rather only feel the deficiency that wants to rise to the Creator and wants to be connected with these 10 insights, and this is how you will feel the 10. All the different discernments you will stop feeling and sensing. Hope he succeeds there.
So now it's a time where it's more important for us to be in the lessons, like you said.
Now we need to give all our strength that we don't cool down, and we need to put all our efforts for connection and to realize, like we spoke about now, the giving of the Torah, Arvut, what we spoke about, the 10. All the pauses we have in our adhesion, day, night, everything is important as one. If we don't make this effort, this will be a great fault. This will be very difficult, very misfortunate. We need to be afraid. We need to be scared that this window of opportunity will close. For now, this window is open.
And dissemination. Let's say at the same time we have the Zohar lesson. Does this disperse our efforts too much?
The lessons of the Zohar are more important than dissemination, to this extent. It was never like this, and it won't be like this, but for now it is like this. For now it is like this. And also I will see it through what we find in the crowd. I see this is the third day we have less of participation in our groups, not physically, but people are not fighting this inner coolness, this inner chill. There is no fight, and this is not right. They don't want to help one another. They don't act in excitement, even though it's not in them. It's clear they don't have this excitement, but nonetheless, on top of that, we need to acknowledge that we have opportunity to awaken the friends. I don't want to, but I will awaken them. And here we see people just flowing. I don't have a good mood, so I come not in a good mood. How can we work like this? How can we help one another? I have to be an actor. If not towards myself, towards the friend. Towards myself it's difficult, but towards the friend it's easier. And then the friend will do the same for me. Do you hear, Gershon? Stop crying. Yes.
A student from Netanya sent questions from the beginning of the lesson. How would the Kabbalists rouse each other on the external level, and how can we imitate them?
We must constantly show uplifting moods and spirits. Rabbi speaks about this. A person is sick or ill. Well, what can you do? Yesterday, I received painkillers. I sat. I couldn't see anything. I was completely blurred. Also, today I have pain. But it's not that bad. I can take part and participate. But other than that, you saw me many times. Did you ever see me going to sleep? You have to get angry. That's what I do. I get angry. Get angry at one another. We always need to give one another spirits. It's impossible. Concern for the environment, your surrounding, this is the investment for spirituality. The Creator doesn't require any request from you. You must turn to the group, to the ten, turn to them. And if you need something for them, you can turn to Him. Very simple.
No, Dudi.
Well, Dudi.
The Torah
is a tree of life. 20. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who support her. The tree of life is the Torah, a high and mighty tree. She is called Torah because she instructs and reveals what was hidden and unknown. She is called life because all the upper life is included in her and stems from her. To those who take hold of her, meaning those who are clenched to her. For one who is clenched onto the Torah is clenched onto everything, above and below. And happy are all who support her. Who are her supporters? Those who take stock, who put money for merchandise in the pockets of the wise disciples so they may trade with the money and partake in the profit. 21. Her supporters are those who are rewarded with having sons who are worthy of being true prophets.
Beautifully written, right? Very short and very to the point. Okay? Yes, Vlad.
Like you said, for 3 days we've had this kind of diminishing amount of students in the morning lesson. And
you want me to make new performances every time?
No, I just want everyone to understand that there's no other time and place. There's no other time other than the morning lesson and the Zohar lesson. We want everyone to come. It's more important than everything.
Yes, well, what do we do? What do we do?
To cry, to shout, I don't know, to do something so that a person will understand that there's nothing more important. It's not we who decide, and let's say we decide that the ten decides that we come all of us come to the evening lesson, and only a few come. So what?
I don't know what to do. If you don't raise the importance of our work, if you don't raise the importance of revealing the Creator, importance of the Ten. If we don't raise this importance towards, in comparison to how low the importance of this world is, and the environment, the society, if we don't take care of greatness of this state of the Ten, nothing will help. Nothing. I don't know what else to do. Look at what building you have, what conditions you are given. I don't know. If you don't appreciate this, maybe it's preferred that, I don't know. It's a shame that we are in this state.
It's the time we're going through now is the entry point to spirituality, this conception. There are no words to express it, how to cry out to everyone so that no one can even think about turning to different anywhere else. This is the most important thing.
Like Bala Sulam writes, we received the opportunity to return to the land of Israel and we live here. We need to understand. In spirituality, we received the opportunity and there is a set time that we are able to have an opportunity. That we can be in this work and not fulfill this work. It's an opportunity. This window of opportunities can close, and that's it. It will return in 50 or 100 years, I don't know. It's not my business. But probably this could happen. This could happen. And each and every one has downs that he can't do anything, even if you come and kill him. I know it on myself. When you advance more, even it gets worse. You have no energy. You have no possibility to awaken yourself. You won't attain anything. You will die soon. Okay, fine. I don't care. On anything. This is clear, but it's impossible that everyone is in this state. This is impossible. Where is the responsibility of those who are not in this state, this low state? They must be in responsibility that now this is their time to awaken others. Only like this. This is not felt. So maybe let's enter a duty. If we don't organize this and we fight against this numbness, this weakness, in a direct manner, a very precise manner, we will lose. We will lose big time. It's not that you make some assembly, some committee, someone responsible, and then you don't think about this anymore. This must be constant work. What does he write? If lack of seriousness ruins everything, let's hope we be better at this.
הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד נו ונקום מחר בבוקר